It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Mitt Romney has been acting like he's the Republican presidential nominee for a long time, and after last night, he has even more reason to do so. Romney easily won all five primary contests yesterday: New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. No major rivals are standing in his way. A source close to the campaign of Newt Gingrich tells NPR that Gingrich will formally suspend his campaign on Tuesday and will likely endorse Romney. Last night in New Hampshire, Mitt Romney delivered a pumped-up speech that his staff says marks the start of the November election campaign.
Why is this night different from all other nights? After all, it's pretty arbitrary to declare this the starting line of the general election. Technically, Romney has not won enough delegates to be his party's nominee, yet it's been weeks since he talked about any other Republicans on the stump. Romney and the president have already traded attacks back and forth like general election candidates. Romney supporter David Jaramillo is a filmmaker, and he believes the general election campaign has been underway for weeks.
I think a long time ago it already happened. We already knew it was Mitt.
Yet he also thinks it can't hurt for Romney to reintroduce himself to Americans now, especially after all the attacks of the last few months.
They just paint him with this generic picture of the corporate type, and we know that that's not him.
The Romney campaign agrees that the candidate could benefit from firing a general election starting gun, a dividing line, as one official put it. Time and place, last night at a hotel ballroom in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire.
Because after 43 primaries and caucuses, many long days, and more than a few long nights, I can say with confidence and gratitude that you have given me a great honor and solemn responsibility. And together, we are going to win on November 6th.
This state is a meaningful place for Romney. It's where he kicked off his presidential campaign 10 months ago. He owns a house here, and he had his first major primary win here in January. Romney explained that although people in New Hampshire may know him well, many others don't.
Many Americans are just now beginning to focus on the choice before the country. In the days ahead, I'll look forward to spending time with many of you personally. I want to hear what's on your mind, hear about your concerns, and I want to learn about your families.
He talked about his family and his business record, and he made it clear that he will keep a relentless focus on President Obama's economic record, at one point tweaking a line from Bill Clinton's presidential campaign.
It's still about the economy, and we're not stupid.
There was a sense of deja vu to the whole event. The Romney bus parked outside just as it was on primary night in January. Acupuncturist Elizabeth Ropp lives a few blocks away, and she feels a bit nostalgic for the political frenzy that swept through this town 4 months ago.
We had good times in January. It was fantastic. And I was actually busy chasing Newt Gingrich around, and I didn't get a chance to see Romney, so I wanted to relive some of that again.
Just after passing through the Secret Service metal detectors, she discreetly peeled the Romney sticker off her coat. She's with the Occupy movement.
And my friends are all right across the street protesting, but I thought, why not come on in? It's a little warmer.
Romney supporter Roy Schultz retired to Manchester because he's a political junkie and wanted to be at the center of the action. He's relieved to see the end of a primary process that he says was far too vicious.
I was so turned off. Republicans are so good at being able to shoot themselves in one foot while putting the other foot in their mouth. I'm so glad to get through all of that nonsense and viciousness of that primary.
Now, he says with a smile, he wants the viciousness of Obama versus Romney. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.